And yesterday marked the close of the fall racing season at New York's famed Belmont Racetrack, home of the Belmont Stakes. Hidden deep inside this 99-year-old park, below the grandstand and past rows of betting windows, you'll find a plain sign that reads Barbershop. There, inside a tiny cinder block room with three old-fashioned barbershop chairs, you'll meet the incomparable Barbers of Belmont.
They're on.
My name is Sal Padovano. I'm 78 years old. I've been a barber now maybe about 53, 54 years.
My name is Yuri. I'll tell you 45 years experience of barbershop.
My name is Anthony Trotter.
Woo, Italian guy, 89 years old, working barber.
You make a living.
My two son barber, my two son-in-law barber, my grandson, big guy, strong, working barber, three brother barber, three sister, two is barber, my father barber.
My father's father was a barber. He was supposed to be a champion barber in Sicily. I didn't want to be a barber. My father pushed me. He took me out of high school. But I didn't want my sons to do that. It ends with me.
Come. Sit first chair.
You're like a psychiatrist. You try to make him feel good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I moved my head.
We're going like this. Yeah. You want your haircut or the haircut?
Leave my ears on where they belong.
I try to kid around. Try to make their day. I tell them, I'm waiting for a horse named Durante. I figure I win by a nose.
I've been coming here to track about 40 years. I come like every 5 weeks, 6 weeks for a haircut. And I look for him. Because he knows what I want, you know. He's my steady barber. I don't know what we're going to do when we're both retired, huh?
Tell them the truth. Tell them the price is right.
Oh, yeah, the price is right. Senior citizens is $6.
Is it on?
Got to turn it on,
okay.
You got a couple of winners for me, Tony?
Tony gives you tips all the time. He gave me a tip the other day. Came out last.
The one horse in the first race.
One horse, yeah. I give you the fifth race, 1-5.
1-5. You got it straight from the shoulder. I ride it from the heart, okay.
Just massaging heads, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I remember I went to barber school. A bunch of barbers said, you know, we're like prostitutes. Like, somebody likes a favorite prostitute or something. And the guy wanted to hit him, but I know what he meant. Some people, they're like a barber. Even so, the other barber made a cut better hair. He's satisfied just to be comfortable with him.
And Furman has bolted.
It's Cologne, the best. Please, thank you. Have a nice day. Good luck.
Goodbye. Good luck.
See you, Tony.
Yeah, I could in the third, it is coming up for air. Coming up for air to win it by four.
Barbers at the Belmont Racetrack in Elmont, New York, which closed its gates for the season yesterday. Horses, jockeys, bettors, and barbers now migrate 8 miles south to the Aqueduct Race Track, where the races will begin again. Our story was produced by Brett Myers and Eliza Bettinger of Sound Portraits in New York. A photo of one of the barbers is at npr.org.